mom, you got to air this out. Like, it
open
is.
Open a window, open the door.
It is spicy up in here.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
It's such a good riff. As it gets me in the mood. I'm so happy, David. Thank you, David. Give yourself an applause, David.
And a pat on the back.
Because David set up the soundboard, and I'm really liking the vibe of playing the song to go into the episode.
Me too.
It's fun.
It does hype us up. Mm. It does hype me up too.
Gets me going. I think I'm kind of at odds, like my outfit. I've got these nice fuzzy cow slippers.
I love them.
And then like this glamorous backless gown. I really just was trying it on, but then I was feeling myself. So I was like, I'll keep it on.
I love it. It hugs the curves in just the right places. And she's like, I can't wear this out.
Wait. Your lipstick like, matches my water bottle.
Mwah. And adorable. The pillows.
And the pillows. We're just a color vibing today.
Hey.
And we're talking about hot pink and blue. What are we doing?
I mean, is it a boy? Is it a girl? We don't know. Is this a gender reveal?
It could be no gender at all. You ever think about that?
Hey. It's like, I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry,
they,
I'm a shell. It's they, a
they. Them. It's Zeezer. He, her.
Hey.
Anything you want to be, you're welcome here. Ayn wants to be a person.
Dude, he is adorable. You could be one of us. One of us. One. What does he have under his eyeball?
He has this weird... Okay, sorry.
We're playing footsie.
He has this little lump situation going on. And I've asked a vet and there's like apparently nothing like really wrong. It's just that he's getting older.
Is it
and
new?
No. It's weird. Sometimes it gets really big. And the one time it got super big, I was like, what's happening? Is it a tumor? And it was not a tumor, apparently, or it's some kind of tumor, but they said it's fine and not to worry about it because they get them around their eyes. And sometimes it'll be really small. You won't even notice it.
Yeah.
And
like
then sometimes
flat.
It's big. So
like
I don't know.
Like our zits, kind of. Yeah, like when they're pissed of. And then,
oh, come here, bud.
Come here. Mama's got him. Mama's got you.
Come here, snorty. I got you. Here, breathe into my hand. Breathe into my hand. It's okay. Shh. Let me rub it. It's okay.
He got this.
Hey.
He was like, they were talking about me. I didn't like it.
Ayn gets a little panic attack sometimes.
Molly gets these too. Molly the dog, not this Molly.
Me too.
Our family dog.
But you start huffing.
She does that same and thing. And we always have to just kind of like.
And see, now everything's fine.
Ta-da.
Sometimes you just got to talk yourself down through a panic attack. You know what I mean?
We leveled up.
I was thinking today, so in preparation for...
We're not fine.
Not done.
Hork.
Ayn, I love you so much, but you deal with that and you let me know if you need anything and we're going to continue on.
He's like, I'll take a piece of that bread.
Yeah, right. We're going, now I'm worried. Look at his face.
He just didn't.
He just looked at me like, what do you mean? What about my face?
Come here, bud. Is there too much? Do you not want this bandana?
He's like, this is too much too much clothes.
All right.
I want to be naked.
Let's give you some time without the collar. I'm so sorry, everyone, but I'm also not sorry because I'm taking care of my child
right
now.
Yeah, this is a fur baby.
Hey, Alexa, stop. Alexa. No one asked.
And welcome to the show.
What is happening right now? Okay, I'm stressing because of this collar. Alexa.
Shh. Simma.
Please be quiet. I can't take it anymore.
I know you'd like to have your collar. Look, he tries to put it back on.
Yeah, they love, they'll lick it.
But I'm like, you need a moment where you can like breathe normally. So we're going to look at this and we're going to take this off of you.
He's
and
like my precious.
This is our show, so we can do whatever the f*** we want. So I don't want to hear
Cheers.
Your complaints right now. There you go. Now you can breathe. And do you want to kill it? Yeah, kill it. It was joking you to death. And see, now we're fine.
And now everything is honky-dory, as they might say.
So, he wants to destroy it. I get like that with chokers if I wear them for too long. I think I might have mentioned this before, but chokers are so cute and I love them. But I'll start to wear it and then like throughout the day, I'm just like...
You wonder why?
What's going on? I can't. And then I realize it's the choker.
Yep.
Because I've just been wearing it for more than like 2 hours. Like if I wear it for more than just photos, I think we've been in content days before where people have requested that I wear one of those thick collar, the pink one with the bow.
Yeah.
But it's so thick and heavy.
Yeah, it is.
And not in a good way. And I'll get through like the content, but then afterwards I'm like, and you're like, take off the collar. We need to take it off. And she's like, we take it off right away because that's how it goes.
It's always what it is. Or your underwear. You don't like to wear underwear, and when you have to wear it for shoots.
Yeah, underwear is like a choker collar on my pussy. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. But I was thinking like the choker color things too, because one of the book series I'm reading, the one that you brought the book back for, in the realm of that universe, not the same series, but the longer extended series, Throne of Glass. I don't know what to tell you. It's fucking amazing and it's changed my life. And it's got me back into reading because this whole world is so connected and all of the different series are connected together. I bought the other series. It's over there. So I can combine them all.
How many series are there? Two? Three?
Three.
Holy cow. Yeah. And I've had this book for over 6 months, I feel like, at least. And she's texting me today, made me laugh. Because she's like, I was like, she's right.
The funny thing, though, is like with smut,
yeah,
you think like, oh, it's just like dirty right away. But it's with these ones, and I like those books too, don't get me wrong. But this gives like Lord of the Rings, but with smutty moments. Do you know what I mean?
Damn.
And it's like, so that's like how intense the story is. And you're like reading for the plot. At first, you're just like, why is no sex happening? And then all of a sudden, like three books in, you're just like, I need to know what happens next with the plot line. And who is this character now? And now I bet that's related to this thing over there. And it's this crazy universe, dude. It's like how excited I was about Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter back in the day. But now it's like grown up. And I'm like,
didn't you say it was like edging you?
Yes.
The books.
Yes. Really. They edge you so fucking hard, dude. And I love edging. It's so fun. So
she's like, please make more series.
But
please.
If y'all have not read Throne of Glass, and you never will, so I'll just tell you a little bit.
Yeah, please. Spoiler alert is fine with me.
Spoiler alert.
If it's
Throne
not
of Glass.
Fine, close your ears.
And even as a man, I would recommend giving it a little read.
It's
because
a good
also,
read.
Even if it's not like necessarily your jam, let me tell you, you do some of the things from that book. It will be the ladies' jam.
Hey.
It's going to turn us into jam. And yes. You're going to be sticking that knife in, just scoop and all that. So
ooh.
Let me just tell you.
Or even bread.
Oh. You could be the bread. You could be the bread to our jammed up pussy.
That's kind of hot, actually.
It is a little bit hot. But they have these collars during one part of it, and they end up getting controlled by, like, demons and shit. It's crazy. It's sick, right? So it's this terrifying thing. But I was like, damn. I wonder if I had one of those collars on me, I was being controlled by someone and had no control in my body, would the demon be like, fuck, I can't breathe. I can't breathe because it's my thing, or they fully take you over. And then am I also not able to feel the collar? Am I panicking internally forever? So not only can I not control my body, but I'm also choking infinity.
Maybe?
I would just pass away, I think.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. So I wanted to share that with you.
I love that. Oh my gosh. That would be interesting to find out. Cause,
yeah.
So the only thing with me is like, I just don't read books. Like ever. And so like when you said read it, give it a chance, I was like, yeah, she's right. I know you're right. But if I started it,
I was thinking about this for you because
yeah.
you're not a big reader.
Yeah. I can't
you
read.
No, I'm kidding.
Bad
even if you can't. Whether you can or you can't, audiobooks.
Oh,
because
yeah.
apparently, and I've heard some of the sounds that have been used on the TikToks of like the people who are reading the books.
Uh-huh.
So they'll do like the voices of the character and walk you through with like. So you might actually really like that because it's like a movie.
But is there an audiobook?
Yes. So it's like a movie without picture.
I'm in.
Yeah. So I think you should try.
Okay.
And just see how it goes.
So do I start with that one?
No.
Which one do I start
with? Oh, yes. That one. Sorry.
That specific one. Okay.
You're gonna like it. You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Men's Warehouse. Yeah. We do not get paid by them. But speaking of like retail, when was the last time you shopped at a Macy's? Because I was in one earlier today, and I don't know if my experience was so great. Other than yes, we scored deals, but
I feel like I've walked through Macy's, but not even often. Like
to get to the mall, right?
When I think about how little I go to shopping malls, though. Like I can't.
Okay. Well, me too. I'm so like there once or twice a year.
Sometimes.
That.
But I remember how it used to be. Because like I used to be in shopping malls all the time. I just like to like walk around like every
for
store.
Hours, right?
Just hours. And like I hated it. And I like, and it's nothing like just, oh, he made me go to a shopping mall. Like that's not everything is abuse. I understand that. I just don't personally like shopping malls. I never have. And I don't like trying things on at the store. And then like coming out and they do, there's like not a mirror in the dressing room sometimes, or if you do, it's like the warped one. So you look all weird.
It's cellulite-y.
So you have to go out in front of people who are just like sitting there looking at you as you like look at yourself in the mirror. And I'm like, oh,
which is why I went. So my man had to go shopping for work clothes and we spent a good 3 hours there. You know, Macy's has the biggest sales like all the time. 60, 70%
so much to
off.
Go through.
Yeah. But so here's Carlo and he's walking in. Or we're walking it. He's like, I bet you there's going to be some really good sales associates out there that are going to really want to help me get into some really nice clothes. And I laughed because I worked retail for a big period of my life.
And like they're all hiding in back. They don't want
to
be here.
Either that or like they're just not paid well enough to actually give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're
I mean, fair.
They're getting paid maybe $20 an hour and maybe some commission here and there. Who knows? But it's not enough for them to even pay their rent sometimes. So yeah. I know that they're like their work ethic is just not there. No. And I'm not talking shit on them, but it's just like, good luck finding real help.
Yeah.
Like for
well,
what
I think
he's
we've
thinking,
said this all the time too. It's like, it sucks when situations like that are ours, but you also understand it. Cause you're like, I've like worked retail, or even if you haven't worked retail, maybe something similar where you're just like, yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
But it sucks that you aren't paid enough for you to at least passively not enjoy necessarily the
40
job,
hours a week.
Yeah.
You're there more than you're with your family or friends, whatever you want to do outside of there. You're there because you're sucked in. Is
shout
what
out
I call
to
it.
You.
Shout
honestly,
out to you guys. And you
if
know
you're
what?
Having a bad day, you can shit on me. I'm never there anyway. But you could just call and leave an angry voicemail to the pod and be like, fuck you. I hate my job.
And we'll call your boss for you and talk shit to them. We don't care.
Or tell them like to promote you. Like,
yeah.
Nowhere.
Or we'll give you kudos. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll give you that shout out so that you
they
can
sold
be
me a microwave and pants.
And so like I told him, I was like, look, I'm not trying to be like negative, but let's just see how this experience goes, right? We walk in, right? Literally, we're probably 5 minutes into shopping. Why do we have more people, like loss prevention people, I'm talking like the security, the undercovers, looking at us more than we have people that are actually trying to sell us things? And I know like because they have their little walkie-talkie headset, like they're not like shopping.
Maybe it's because there's so many people coming from California and not because of the fires. This has nothing to do with that. There's just been a lot of people moving to Las Vegas in the last year from California specifically.
Yeah.
And there's a thing in LA where like you can steal, what is it, like $1,000 of stuff?
And not get stopped or
get
anything.
Stopped, and no one will do anything. So maybe they're just like, oh, these Californians are coming in. We got to up our security. Because you got the, what do they call it? The shrink.
Yes.
Isn't that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
I did retail. I remember things. Woo!
The shrink. Exactly. You want the lowest shrink. Because a lot of it's internal too. But so I told Carl, I was like, look, this is exactly what I was thinking. We're not going to have anyone try and help us.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have more people looking at us like we're suspicious, which is so funny. Yeah. And it's like, he's like, wow. He's like, this is crazy. He's like, nobody here wants to make money. And I'm like, I don't think it's even that. I think they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, and like when we went into the dressing room, he's like trying things on. I'm running back and forth like a freaking retail worker.
You're like, I've done this before. I got this.
But like and these girls are watching me like run around like a chicken with my head cut off.
No one's like, hey, could you need some help?
No, nobody. That's the funniest shit. So I just had to bring that up because that was my latest retail experience. I was just like, wow.
To be fair, I get it because it's like people are tired of toiling.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to toil. Yep. And like when you're working a job that's like very intensive and especially something like customer service, we have to deal with everybody either at their normal or their worst, but not usually their best. And you have to deal with that every day. And that's a shitty fucking thing. I can imagine, because I did it and I hated it. And I remember like your little customer service smile and just everything that you have to do. And I get it. It's soul sucking. It sucks out your very essence. And you're just like, I cannot fucking do this anymore.
Yep.
And it makes sense, because it's like, you're not making enough half the time, from what I hear, to get by, to pay rent, to like do this or that, or to have like anything outside of just going to this job. It reminds me of like when I worked Victoria's Secret, mm-hmm. I ended up quitting like before camming, because it was literally, they didn't give me enough hours to basically pay for the gas that it cost to go to work. I was like, so I'm making like $10. This doesn't make sense.
I remember those days.
And like, I just kept cutting it back and cutting it back. And then like, you know, we've talked about before, you have to make the sale and like lie to people this way. And yeah, it sucks. Like, why can't, and if you're going to make people do that, can you just pay them decently? It's wild to me, because it's like, they make so much money. There's so much money.
It's true. Like, can you just pay them decent? And like, I remember a week ago, I called all the Macy's in Vegas, different ones, because like, I was getting different answers of when the sale was. Like, all I was doing was just calling, hey, when's the sale? One place said, or one location said, oh, Valentine's Day. Then I called another location. They're like, oh, it's this weekend. And then another location's like, oh, it's in 2 weeks. So I'm like, I'm getting different answers from all three different locations. So I'm like, at this point, I don't really think anyone knows what the fuck's going on.
So we'll just have to go fuck around and find out.
Yeah, exactly. And so today when we did the shopping haul, we asked the lady that's like at the register. So, you know, we're stoked. We found all these great things. When's the sale over? And she's like, oh, today. So it was just funny, because
it was like one day only. Yeah. And everyone else is like, no, it's in 2 weeks. Maybe theirs already ended. And so they were like, hey, we're having another one. So maybe they'll have another one in February.
I have no idea. And I don't think they know either.
Nobody knows.
When I left, I was just like, isn't that funny how today's the last day? He's like, do you believe that? And I'm like, I don't know anymore.
They're not paid to know. Right?
They're not paid to know. They're not paid to help us, apparently. Like, no. It's a free-for-all. They're just there at the
register. They're just kind of like stand there and make sure that you receive money when they take items.
Correct.
Like, cool. Got you. I can do that for this pittance fee that you're paying
me. At the bare minimum. Dude, have a nice day.
I just do not miss it. Think like Walmart deli. I liked the floral shop. That was sick. But that, like,
your Walmart had a floral shop?
No. Oh, it was like one of my first jobs was a floral shop.
I was just thinking about Walmart.
No, I was just thinking about other like vanilla, like normal jobs that I've worked.
Yeah. Florist seems like it would be decent. Like, it's a creative environment.
I remember one time I did like this interview when I lived in San Francisco, because I was like, you know, I did all this like office work like back in Michigan, and I had really good references from my bosses, like no degree or
you
whatever.
You worked in an office?
Yeah.
What?
What'd
you do?
Okay, so David, you have to bleep this, I think. I don't know if I've ever said this before, but I just don't think it's like pertinent information. So I used to work at...
Would you like a water?
No, I actually have this liquid IV. Did you know that one stick of liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone with the help of CTT technology? And I have some here if you would like to pour some into a glass. We have a lot of fun choices when you shop at liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. You can pick some of our personal favorites if you want to give them a try, like sugar-free rainbow sorbet. We also have a strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
We have... golden cherry, wapow, and a new flavor that I haven't tried yet that I thought maybe would be beneficial to you in your time of suffering, because it is the flu season and you want to stay immunized.
Yes.
So there's a new passion fruit flavor, and it has a hydration boost, but also I believe this is the one that has the vitamin C boost. Let me see. And immune support. You want to keep your immune.
It has zinc.
Level up your immunity. So many people, when they're doing builds on things like Elden Ring, they don't think about the status effects from things that get thrown at you on a daily basis. You need to build up your immunity stats. Your immunity stats are lacking. So stack that shit up. Go to liquidiv.com.
Stack
use code
it.
TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping and elevate that immunity boost.
Ooh, and it's got mango. Hello.
God, I could have been an auctioneer. But like...
What is Amway?
Oh, you know what? Fuck this. I don't even give a shit. Don't bleep it. I used to work at Amway, not the pyramid scheme part. I didn't like sell shit to people, but I edited corporate? Yeah, I edited stuff for like the website and...
Wow.
Yeah, I did like clerical work and stuff. I fired a dude once from my boss because she didn't want to do it. and I was taller.
That's dope. Than her,
so I just got to fire a guy. Dude. That was fun. But yeah, so I used to do that back in the day. So then going
That's
out to
so California. Cool.
But going out to California, it was not
blown.
Cool.
No, my mind's blown though. I'm learning things.
I think I can bullshit my way into a lot of things because I don't even know how I got that job. Like I know how. Someone was like, hey, there's this opening. And then they called me and they're like, do you have any experience? I was like, no. Do you have your degree yet? No. What is your degree for? Photography. Okay. And I was like, if you show me how to do something, I will figure it out. Like I will learn it right away. I just want to get out of the house and I want to make enough money to be able to live on my own. Got the job.
Dude.
I don't know. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But that's part of how I learned in Photoshop. Because I had to teach myself. And yeah.
You were honest. You were like, A, I'm a fast learner. B, I'm tall as fuck. I will fire your people.
You're really short, so I will take care of all the shit you don't want to deal with. I'll just be your bodyguard.
Didn't you say you got a job? Was it the Walmart job from reaching on the top shelf? Which job was it that you got that you reached on the top shelf?
What was that job?
Fuck, was it Walmart?
It might have been.
Like you were reaching, then someone just like hired you on the spot.
Oh, no.
What was it?
Fuck.
What was it?
I know what you're talking about.
You told me this.
I know.
It's not a dream.
Was it also a grocery store one? Because I did another thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I used to be a sample person. Now, I don't know
this
if this is.
This makes me so happy. I love you.
I don't know if this is.
I fucking love you. My bestie's a sample queen.
I love samples too, which is crazy.
We should hit Costco together.
We should. But okay. So it was like. Sample people, I don't know if this is still the same way, but
shout
like,
out
aggressively itching my leg, but they're not hired like through the store, so you don't work for the store. The company's just like, here's the products, now go set up this like table and talk up this product and get people to buy it. And I was so good at it, dude. I could have been a used car salesman. It was sick.
I believe it.
And so I'd walk around with my little cooler and like my little kit, and I'd have my little polo shirt, and I'd like walk into the grocery store and be like, here's my samples. Would you like to test my wares? This one's, here's a coupon. And if you buy another buck, I'll give you another coupon. Just make the sale, you know, like you're just hustling it out there.
It's only $5.
Yeah. It's only $5. What are you talking about?
Come on.
What do you have to lose? And $5 back then was worth a lot more. So let me tell you.
$5 is like $50 now. Inflation, baby. Inflation.
Inflation. Damn. Eggs That's really funny. I hadn't thought about that in forever.
Shit. Eggs are like $7. Not here, I don't think, but in
some
California.
Places, yeah. Like, but you can see easily there's like the $7 eggs, and then for some reason there's like one out of all of the like the $5.99 and above eggs, and they're just like $3.99.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen those. Those
what's ones, wrong with them?
Are they sus?
And then you open the box and like half of them are smashed, and you're like, well.
They're on sale.
Fuck, dude, it's just so crazy. I can't even. I don't know what's happening right now.
Well, now when people are watching this, it's like.
End of January. So how's your January gone?
Hey!
Call into the podcast, 702-900-6446.
You'll be in Australia.
I will be in Australia, yes. I'll be getting a tan. I'll be getting all shredded.
She'll be living her best life while I'm here freezing. Like probably.
I'll have a tattoo by now.
And so that'll be probably the patrons will see it first.
Yeah. I mean, I have it right now. You just can't see it. it's so funny.
Did
sometimes.
It hurt?
Nah. It tickled. It's funny to me though, sometimes when people like watch the pod and they get like that parasocial relationship, and I'll get people who are like, you are on this day filming this there, and you said that you were here at this time, so why did this come out here? And I'm like, do you not realize that a podcast isn't shot like live and then uploaded into the
shocker?
A lot of things are shot like either in advance. Or, well, everything's shot in advance. It takes at least a week to come out. But sometimes we'll bank like 4 episodes in a fucking week.
Well, technically, we're shooting this one in the future because you'll be in Australia.
That's right. We're coming to you from the past, but we're definitely shooting it right now. Like, it's so funny that people try to, like, I just picture, like, what's the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the meme, and he's, like, pointing at the board and it has all the photos with, like, the strings attached to it. He's like, look! You were here at this time, and then I saw this timestamp where you were here, and you posted this photo in that lingerie, but you said you didn't get that lingerie till next Tuesday, so I determined, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude, they definitely have a board.
Get a fucking life. Go entertain yourself. Go jerk off. Go finger your butthole. Go take a shit. What are you doing? You're spending way too much time. I am not that interesting of a fucking person. I know this about myself.
Lies.
Well, I mean, I was a sample person. did you have any like weird jobs? Like any-
That's what I'm trying to think of. Well, yeah, my first job, it wasn't weird actually, but it was like, you know, my first job. Mm-hmm. I worked at a boba tea and gelato place. So you know how
dangerous.
Much I was eating gelato. Like
girl.
I was eating gelato like no other.
I'd be sucking that boba. Like.
And the bobas. Yeah, I was hooking my family up with extra bobas all the time.
Hell
my
yeah.
friends. I was like, yeah, I'll give you double the boba.
You're like the boba dealer.
Yeah, I was the boba dealer. And then a short
That's period. That's a great show.
Dude, I could make merch with the boba dealer.
That would be sick.
And then there was a time where well, this wasn't really a job, I guess, because I volunteered. But I worked at the surfing museum.
Oh, that's cool.
So that
cool.
was kind of cool, like nice. In Huntington. So.
Would you tell people the story about how you like almost got eaten by sharks?
No, because I wasn't, I don't think that had happened yet. Because I was still like kind of in the surf team.
Oops, that was later trauma.
Everybody.
We'll get there later.
Yeah, well, you know, but I still love surfing. And like yeah. the cool thing about it is I got to meet a lot of famous surfers like during like the US Open. And like, I'd be like, wow, I've seen you in the magazine,
yeah.
you know? And so that's fun.
Cool.
But that's pretty much it. And then I went straight into coffee. So that was like my main thing up until like college. And then that's when I started makeup, right? Mm-hmm. When like I was working at the coffee shop. So yeah. I got recruited by Chanel and then I worked with them for 10 years and then moved here and here I am.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how time's flying.
Yeah.
Like I can't even believe that we've known each other for how long we've known each other.
Yeah. And also just like so many things. And then we start to go in the spiral of thinking about all the lives that you've already lived. You're like, that's kind of crazy because it like wasn't me, but it is me and it's an instance of me, but it changes all the time.
Yes.
Like, and so much has happened that it's hard to even keep track. And then you go down the rabbit hole and you're like, holy shit, I've done a lot of stuff.
And time flies. And like, so I'm going to be 39 at the end of January. And Woo. So it's my last one of the 30s, right?
Yeah.
And Carlo's like, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to, you know?
You like, go to bed like, by 8.
Yeah. I said, honestly, I could be here at home chilling with you. And the girls yeah. and be happy and like yeah. he's like please he's like I want to take you and do something. I was like okay let's go to Pinky Ring, the new like place that Bruno Mars opened, I guess.
Oh, cool.
At the Bellagio. He's like okay I got a friend blah 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 I'll make it happen. Well apparently my birthday lands on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no going out on a weekend and getting comps or anything because
yeah.
like it's like their busiest time of the week. So like a table there at minimum I guess is like $1,000.
Oh my god.
And I'm like and so I told him like as soon as he told me, he's like do you really want to do it, he's like we could do it, he's like I heard it's a blast and like the entertainment's really nice, and he's like yeah. it's your birthday, and I'm
That's
like
cool.
I said no.
Oh really?
Yeah, because like I would do if you were in town maybe and it'd be
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, because it's like a table I
a
guess
table,
yeah that
maybe
makes
four
sense
people, but like he like it would be his gift, you know, as it, but like at the same time I'm like I don't think I want anyone to spend $1,000 just for us to sit in a like little lounge. We could go on another day.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be on my birthday. So my birthday, I'm like, I just want to chill.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything crazy. Like, I have everything I want.
Yeah.
Literally, like today we're at Macy's. He's like, do you want to just go look at the clothes? And I'm like, Because by the time we were done with his shot, I'm like, I'm fried. I want to go. I'm done.
No, that makes sense.
My meter has run out.
I know. I never want to do anything on my birthday. I don't like...
And then I don't want to be like that. I got the birthday blues. But like,
yeah.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of just...
It makes sense because you're just like another year and like sometimes it's cool, but then you're also just like...
Like Christmas is cool.
Our numbers.
Yeah. It maybe it's like because it's just our holiday. Like
yeah.
a single holiday. I like when we could share a holiday.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. The birthday... I've always just cammed.
Yeah.
I live stream on my birthday. I have live streamed on my birthday every birthday since I was like 20. So...
Whoa. 12.
Wait. No, not 20. 21.
Like 11 years? 12 years?
Yeah. Oh, I'm coming up on my 12-year anniversary of camming. Well, not that I like am a cam model anymore. Thank you. Thank you.
And for that,
yes,
we have a gift
I
for you.
I am ancient.
We have a gift for you because of your 12 years.
Oh, thank you.
It's actually just a gift because
oh.
I'm not going to see you for a while.
Oh, and thank you.
Inside there's some gifts for the dogs because I won't see them. That's
no,
for you.
This is not for the dogs.
That's for you.
It's so cute. No, don't you dare. Should we
and
give him one now?
Yeah. So whichever one you think.
I,
so there's
I
three.
I think that you would like the llama.
Yes. And so I was like, I'm going to be sad. I won't see her for a couple weeks. So
well,
I'm like, I
got
to give you something. And for your pups.
I appreciate that.
And the llama is definitely Ein.
Oh, it's so cute. This is my new friend. Oh, he's so cute, isn't he? Oh, he's so adorable. Look, I'm just giving
him. Enjoy, Ayn. Rip him to shreds. Make me proud.
Can you give me a paw?
Oh. Yes, and the other two can get whatever they want. I think Julia is more of the flamingo kind of girl.
Yes. Well, thank you. And I love this too. And it's going to look so cute in the new podcast room, which will hopefully, if not finished, be almost completely finished by the time I'm back from Australia. We are hoping so.
Fingers crossed.
A lot of plans have gone into this. A lot has happened. You're going to be shocked and awed.
I know.
There's a whole door situation. It's just going to go hard. It's going to go so fucking hard that you're going to come. Every single week.
Be prepared.
Because you're going to need to see the podcast room every week. You're going to be like, my week just feels empty.
You might as well wear or order your poncho now because you're going to be covered in cum.
Yeah.
By the time you see
you
our
wanna
first episode.
You want to protect your skin. It gets really sticky. It's hard to get off of clothes.
You'll be a
like
goo.
That. So, yeah. It's really exciting, actually. Okay, neighbors. I was thinking about this the other day because speaking of going to Australia.
Yeah.
I have to prep a lot. Like I was like, hey, the people who clean up the backyard, I'm like, would you mind if I pay you a little extra and you clean up the front yard? Because I don't want any HOA notices while I'm gone. Because every time I have ever gone abroad, I get some notice from my HOA that's like, here's this twig.
A twig?
Here's this twig. You have a couple twigs in your front yard and those need to be removed because you're not in compliance with blah, blah, blah. Here's a couple weeds off to the side that nobody can see because it's behind another flower. Like there's just... The neighbor that I know just reports it all the time. It's just like peeping out the window type of thing.
No
she's
life.
The one, she's
no
the one
life.
Who had come up to Maggie before and was like asking Maggie about me. And Maggie's like, well, you ask her yourself. Like all aggressive.
Good.
Which was sick.
We love you, Maggie.
She's always just been nosy like that. But it got me thinking about like bad neighbors. And I was wondering if you've ever had any neighbors that you're just like, what the fuck? Or like fucked up things?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk bad neighbors.
Wait, do you want to go first?
No.
Okay. One time when I was living with my mom and it was like probably like 15, 20 years ago, she had a neighbor who would go up in the garden and our backyard sloped up like a hill.
Yeah.
So you could see their hill. And they could see ours, but you couldn't see like their backyard. Like kind of like how yours goes up.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine being able to see like your neighbors and like their hill. So like he had a garden up there.
Oh.
And one morning we're eating breakfast at the little table in the kitchen. And we have a window that you could see like their hill. And he's out there gardening butt ass naked. Like I'm talking cheeks.
Why did I think
spread.
In my head? I'm like, he's naked.
He's
like.
Naked. And he would do it on purpose because he would know like someone might see him. And he was such a creep.
Oh,
and
he's like a voyeur.
Oh, big time. And then.
Or exhibitionist rather.
Whatever. And like he would ask my mom too, like, hey, is your daughter home? Yeah.
Certified wow.
Well, I wasn't even young. I was an adult, but like still, I was like a young adult. I was like 18, 19, 20.
David, cut that.
But still, like he was just a creep.
That's
and, like,
still creepy as fuck.
I know he was doing it to get the looks. So,
the,
like,
the other thing too.
I was
that,
just like, close the curtain.
The other thing with that too is like, you're an adult. Yes, whatever. But the thing with that is like.
He was in his 40s,
there could
50s.
Be children around. Why? I've seen too, like, and I know. Everybody just wants to get views and blah, blah, blah. But people doing like.
That took seconds.
Supremely slutty things in person just to get a reaction from other people just always rubs me the wrong way. I'm like, especially where there could be like minors like around. Like you can even be like, oh, like it's just art and like it's this and that. It's like, no, like it's not just that people are judgmental or whatever. You're just not. Having any respect for people around you.
And he had like the long ponytail,
oh,
brown hair, oh, kind of like that I'm trying to be cool vibe.
He's like, I'm Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus doesn't believe in clothes, man.
And
like,
here's my butthole.
And here's my wink.
he'd be bending down and gardening.
He's like, he's I'm looking like, over his shoulder like, yeah,
that's what
you
he
like
has.
The way I pull weeds?
Ugh.
Like, oh, it's so
And
gross.
He was married.
Oh,
his wife
imagine?
Was like a
was
nurse.
Was she into it though?
She was a nurse. I think she had no clue because it was always when she wasn't around and she was always never around.
I like so, how like, nobody tells her like, hey, your wife or your husband is out in the backyard gardening butt ass naked. Everyone here has seen his asshole. I don't know if you know that, but every day when you work hard.
I don't know what it is with that, but I've had another one too. Another neighbor.
A naked neighbor?
Well, he would go out in like a thong. Like mm-hmm. a very like skimpy thong and heels.
Aww.
And in the front yard. And like, you know, take the trash out or like.
Bless him.
Yeah.
You know what that makes
like
me kind of wonder?
Stripper heels.
Do you know what that makes me wonder? Is if he was a sub to someone. Because if he had a mistress,
this was a
making
yeah.
him do that. Because it's like, here's your shameful thing that you have to do. Everyone in your neighborhood is going to see you. Because that it's one thing to just be out there like gardening naked, hoping that people see you. That's one thing.
Yeah.
It's another thing to not even be naked. It's not like, oh, look, you're wearing a thong and heels. Yeah. And I'm not saying that there's any shame in that. Like, but some people do find that. And it's usually inspired on them by like a dominatrix or someone who's like, mm-hmm. here's this thing that you have to do that's embarrassing and it turns them on.
Yep.
Like, think about that.
Yep.
That's crazy. That's yep. so fun to see that shit in the wild.
California. Gotta love,
gotta love California. That's so funny because like none of my neighbors, because I didn't grow up in California. And I think about like that, like any of those neighbors in Michigan. No, absolutely the fuck not. Like people in Michigan would be like, just shun you.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Well, I don't know, like all parts of Michigan, but I feel like they would be like, not okay. There was just nobody flamboyant. And I'm sure Michigan has probably changed a lot now, but there was nothing flamboyant. There was nothing like wild. I was so shocked by California when I got there because I'm like, this is crazy. I love it. It's like Disneyland, but the whole state. Like,
and then now here's Vegas.
Yeah.
It's like California on steroids.
Oh, if I had moved to Vegas in my 20s, I wouldn't be here today. So I'm luckily made the good changes in my life that make living in Vegas a good place to live.
Yeah. I when I met Vegas the first time.
She chewed me up and spat me out. And I was like, more, daddy, more.
I had heart eyes for her. Big time. Mm. I've been in love with Vegas ever since. So I'm like, I felt like California, you'd see stuff like that more, but it wasn't like how Vegas, like everybody's like that.
Yeah. You can just be whatever in Vegas. I really like it.
Me too.
I was thinking about just bad neighbors because of her. And I was like, but she's not the worst neighbor. It pisses me off the things with the HOA. Like my last house, shitty neighbors, but nothing super big to speak of. But there was one place I lived in Washington, and I hadn't thought about this in a while. I ended up having to move out of this rental. Now, I had a good relationship with the woman I was renting from, and despite, you know, the situation as a whole, decent tenants and all of that. You know what I mean? And I had a cop show up to the house one day. And now I was a cam model at the time. So I had a few friends now and then. It wasn't like I was camming with people every single day, but every couple months or so you have people over, or we would just have like some friends over.
Yeah.
I had a cop show up and say that someone in the neighborhood had reported me for running a prostitution ring out of my house, like a sex trafficking thing out of my house.
Well, I mean,
but the funny thing is, I'm like, you're watching enough to know, like you see people come. We hang out as people do. It's not like I was the only one in the neighborhood.
You weren't
having
allowed
guests,
to have guests. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I was the only one in the neighborhood having guests. I was not like an outdoor naked person. I'm not like out there like, you know, fucking fisting someone and be like, look at me. No, it's not like that.
But you are the naked neighbor.
And the naked neighbor. But I'm naked inside my home because I'm respectful of other people.
Yeah, you're not like the gardener.
Yeah. But
my
also,
next door neighbor gardener.
So I just had like these old bitty like housewives reporting me because... And so, of course, they didn't have to do the full investigation. They're like, you know, these people are nosy, like, blah, 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 just whatever. But it's going to keep happening. And we have to, like, say that we've talked to you every time. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I actually got out of my lease with this lady. She's like, that's why we don't live there anymore. She's like, we moved and we just started renting the house
because
we couldn't stand the neighbors because it was like shit like that.
You're like, thanks for telling me now.
Yeah. But I was so lucky to get out of that because sometimes it's so hard to get out of a lease. Like when you're renting a place, they just, yeah, but they were really cool about it. So, but yeah, I couldn't believe that that was the thing that happened.
Fuck. Yeah. There's always shitty neighbors. I mean, I've had a neighbor too, like that, like had two chihuahuas and she would walk them without the leash. I've told you about this story, right?
Possibly. Remind.
Like I had, so it's an apartment. Okay. And so there's many, many apartments there, but she was walking by with her two chihuahuas and our apartment door was like cracked open a little bit. Cause my mom was over and cooking. And when mom cooks, the aroma fills the house. Yeah. So I'm like, mom, you got to air this bitch out. Like it
open
is,
a window, open the door.
It is spicy up in here.
You're just like crying, but you're not trying to.
Literally. And I'm like, please, mom. And so like her dogs, the neighbor that was walking by, her dogs come into my apartment. And, like,
and they died from the spice.
I wish. I wish. And I'm not against like animals. Trust me, I'm a vegetarian. But this bitch and her dogs, like, so they come in. I had a Yorkie at the time who's very territorial that I would walk on a leash.
Hearing a Yorkie be territorial is hilarious, though, because they are so big.
Yeah, they're tiny. And like, you know, little dog, big dog complex or whatever they say. But like they act like big dogs. So my dog sees the two chihuahuas. Instantly, they get into a brawl, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because he's like, you're in my house. Like, yeah. You better get the fuck out.
I have a question. When they fight, is it like them with blood? Do you get blood?
Oh, yeah. They're well, the thing is, like,
they're just so small. I didn't know how their mouths could open very far.
The three of them were very small. And at one point, the lady kicked my dog. Like, literally, like, punted him almost. And, like, I was like, oh, hell no. You know, it was a scary situation. But she kicked my dog, which my dog actually jumped up and bit her leg.
Good.
Like, actually got her, like, right here.
You kick me. I'm going to bite you, too. Like, what the fuck, bitch?
And I mean,
just
like,
pick the chihuahuas. Just pick them up.
Like, pick up your bag, like, your babies that aren't on fucking leashes ever. They're never on leash. And, like, when you have a dog that you can't, like, control, then fucking make sure you control it somehow. Like,
your dog did a B&E. Don't kill mine.
Literally.
Don't kick mine. What are you doing?
So, and this lady, like, oh, I forgot about this story, too. Like, but she reported it obviously because my dog bit her, right? So because she's a nurse, so whenever a dog whenever a dog bites anybody, you're supposed to, like, I guess go get checked for rabies or whatever. And like my dog had the vaccine, I didn't have the paperwork because I don't know what happened, I was moving, whatever, the papers are gone. So they quarantined my dog for 2 weeks. My dog is an indoor dog, as it is. Like, he was fine, but the fact that I didn't have proof or the little, like, tag and shit. Yeah. And, like, this was, like, years ago, okay? Like, before, like, computer systems and shit like that were, like, a thing.
Like, so you couldn't just easily get it from your
vet
or whatever.
And, like,
they're
like, well, if you can't prove it, we're, like, Animal Society came to my apartment and took my dog. I was, like, saddest.
That's fucked up.
I was
you haven't told me
ever.
This.
That was, like, oof, like, heartbreaking. Like, for 2 weeks, I felt like I was so guilty of like getting my dog in like doggy jail, basically.
That's
you know?
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude.
And so like, and this lady was such a cunt. And like, literally, I say that with all my whole heart. She was a cunt.
Yeah. Say it with your whole soul.
I am.
She was a fucking cunt.
She was like, whatever. I still had to pay her dog's vet bills, who had like another little bite on his leg, like little bites. Okay, these aren't even like...
Was like the situation explained of
like... Wasn't
like,
nothing like the way
your dogs came into my house. Like, there was no consideration with that.
Right. And then turns out, like, she was like trying to get us evicted, right?
Oh, come the fuck on.
I had to take it to like manage. I was like, oh, hell no, this is not happening. I was like, first of all, I lost my dog now for 14 days because he has to be quarantined for your dumb ass and your dumb dogs. And you're trying to get at me, like, to get kicked out. Hell no. So I took it down there. They were like, oh, wait, you said she has three dogs? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, why? And they're like, oh, she like pays rent for one.
Oh, isn't that funny how that works? When you start shit and then shit comes back on you.
Yeah. And
it's
then
called karma, bitch. Look it up.
I swear, every time I'd see her car, I'd just be like, oh, like I just wanted to fucking.
Just like kick it a little bit.
Yeah. Key it. And, yeah. You know, slash the tires.
Yeah.
But
carry Underwood that shit.
You know, I did my thing. I paid the vet bill, which was, you know, not a whole lot because it was not a lot of damage.
Yeah.
I paid her bill, which was not a whole lot because, again, a Yorkie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like maybe teeth marks.
Yeah, but still.
Not even really fully breaking the skin.
It's like you could have just used a Band-Aid and shut the fuck up. But here we are. And now you're having problems because you have three dogs and yeah. you're a lying sack of shit.
Yeah. And so because of all that, I got to move apartments actually to like the way other sex. I was That's like, cool. I don't want to fucking see her anymore.
Yeah.
I did not get evicted. Fuck her. And I was like, make sure she keeps those dogs on a fucking leash.
And make sure she's paying for them.
Yeah. All three of them.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, that's interesting. She's only been paying for one dog. Oh,
that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. It's Turns almost like you've been lying the whole time. It's almost like
the whole damn time.
You're a terrible person.
Big time. So yeah, that's
shout out, lady. If you're still out there, hope you learned your lesson.
I know. Mm. Don't fuck with me, don't fuck with you. Mm-mm. Like that's not don't fuck with our fur children.
No.
That's just rude.
I would have a hard time holding back, let me tell you.
Oh yeah, I cried every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like just because, like, I, you know, you would know.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like the time that I had to be separated from them, like during the divorce, was awful.
Yeah,
like I was just like dying inside. Yes. It was fucking terrible, and yeah, just so much shit like that. And it's like, I'm not gonna think about it.
And we're still here. Yeah, exactly. We're still here, and look at your babies.
He's so adorable. I really hate how cute he is. Like, I don't, but I do.
I really love how he really ripped up his whole bandana, too.
Yeah, like, he likes to shred. I mean, he hasn't been squeaking that much. He's destroyed the squeaker.
It's gone.
He's doing the serial killer thing I've talked about where he just, like, slowly guts them. See? Yeah, he's taking his time. His sweet time. My little Dexter boy. That would have been a good name.
Aww. Well, he could be his... Cutie. What's it? Does he have a middle name already?
No, he's just Ein.
Could be Ein Dexter.
Could be Ein Dexter. But then his initials would be ED.
Yes. Well, you know, it's fine.
Fucking erectile dysfunction.
It is. It's. Damn. It fits unless you're a golden retriever. Hey!
We're reviewing Girl Soup. If you guys have not joined Patreon, patreon.com/TWND podcast, please join us there. TWND podcast. Sometimes I realize that I talk too quickly and it like mumbles together. I'm like patreon.com/join us. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? But luckily for you, it's also in the description with a nice little link there. But we are releasing Girl Soup, which I think might be coming out when this releases on Wednesday.
Hey.
So, or it's already out. So join us and go see it. And we're talking about, I got sidetracked with what I was talking about with Girl Soup. We were saying something. And there was soup.
And you should be on patrons.
Should be on patrons.
Was it about the dogs?
Shaking my boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Was that whole thing.
That was the thing. I remember just thinking, I hope that the audio is clear on this.
It wasn't super clear, but it was clear enough. And okay, David good. Isolated enough that it does sound good. So that was
Shout
a blessing
out,
in
we
the skies.
Love you.
But Girl Soup was really fun. And... I really can't remember.
And there might be more. Say.
There might be more. There might
if
be more.
You like Girl Soup, let us know. Call in, write us an email, whatever. Tell us. We need to hear from you.
And honestly, like I know people listen because they're like, oh, I followed the podcast and I found it on YouTube and like blah, 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 blah. And that's really cool. And we're happy that you listen and we're happy that you be sharing with friends and we're happy that you
Thank
be
you.
Subscribing and leaving ratings and comments like the good boys and girls that you are. But no voicemails. 702-900-6446. Leave us a voicemail about anything. Do you have questions? Do you want to leave like that other guy he left or woman? I don't know. Left a 3 second, just a breath. And that was it. They got scared. Hung
and
up. You can
what?
Do that too.
That,
we welcome
that counts.
It.
That counts.
And twndpodcast@gmail.com because the more that we hear from y'all, the more we feel that we aren't just screaming out into the abyss. And I know that a lot of you say that you relate to the things that we talk about. So we would love to hear from you so that we can relate back. You know what I mean? Yep. And we do have one email that I can share with you.
Hey.
And this comes to us from David in Australia.
Yay. Hi, Davey. Davey.
Hey, Dangerous Duos. I've finally learned an instrument, kind of. I've learned to play a mini MIDI board.
Oh,
MIDI
cool.
board. Please see the attached photograph. I learned it very fast. Every other attempt to learn an instrument sucks by comparison. I'm so happy, but, and here's the little photo.
Ooh.
I'll send this to you,
nice.
David. We're going to make this.
It's beautiful.
We're going to make this a thing. I'm trying to make sure that I remember things that I talk about and I send the things to David. And if I don't send them to David in the moment, David doesn't receive them. And then David is confused. All right. And this is not this David. This is our editor, David, for those who may be new, because I know a few of you have come over from TikTok or so you say, or you're just liars.
But prove it.
If you're liars, you're not listening now anyway, so don't worry about it. All right. So if a person who plays the guitar is called a guitarist and someone who plays drums is a drummer, I think you might know where I'm going with this. What do I call myself? Hi, I'm Dirtbag Dave, and I'm a mini MIDI boarder. That doesn't really sound very impressive, does it? Sounds kind of small. Know what I'm saying? I don't... Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. Some people have suggested I say I'm a DJ. I don't think that fits because I'm not doing what DJs do. Plus, I have too many Ds in my name already. Know what I'm saying? If do you have any suggestions for a title? A MIDI-er? A mini MIDI? The Dave who pushes buttons. I would be ever so appreciative to hear suggestions for a musician title. Ever so appreciative for your counsel. You're a very appreciative Dirtbag Davey Dravey. So.
Oh, there's a squeak.
Yeah, because like being like, hi, I'm Dave. I'm mid.
Davey the MIDI engineer.
The mid
engineer.
Can you be like the midgenator?
The midgenier.
The midgenier. But. Minge is a puss. He could be the minginator. Okay, MIDI. David. Dirt. Hey, let's ask ChatGPT.
That's what I'm doing.
Because listen, okay, so I've actually found something that's been really sick with ChatGPT that I wanted to talk to people about, especially who are like, oh, AI, oh, so scary. So David works like two other jobs because David is amazing. And I don't even know how he manages to have time to do the podcast. And David, you're just a god. And we
yes,
thank you,
you
every
are.
Day. We pray to you, David. And
much success.
It's hard for David to like make the time to also get like all the timestamps and to go through and like make that stuff. And without the timestamps, then you miss stuff and like the algorithm and you have to do all this SEO. And you're just like, this is so much. You can take the transcript from the show, give it to ChatGPT and be like, help me create a description, timestamps, important clip spots, all this kind of stuff, which ends up saving David and I so much time. And it's been so freaking cool. So shout out ChatGPT. And did a thank you.
It just said it didn't really understand. So
okay, let me
do it again. It gave me like MIDI might, hey. MIDI mini groove.
Hey. Alfred, I call him Alfred now. He wanted
he likes
a nickname.
It.
Hey, Alfred, do you know what a mini MIDI board is? Let's find out. Okay, so it does know what it is. So now, thank you, Alfred. Can you create a title for someone who is a mini MIDI
board player
for instance, guitar players are guitarists. All right, let's see what it says.
We're giving it to the test.
Come on, Alfred, I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can. There it is. All right. Of course, here are a few creative title options for someone who plays a mini MIDI board. A MIDIST. Simple and sleek. This emphasizes the MIDI aspect. A PADIST. Perfect if they focus on playing pads for beats and triggering samples. A KEYIST. Great if their main focus is on the keyboard style playing. MIDI virtuoso. Ooh, I like that. That slaps. I like that one, Alfred. A fancier option that highlights their skill and artistry. A controllerist. Red flag.
A
beatboardist.
That's cool.
That's cool too. I like MIDI virtuoso or beatboardist.
Yeah.
I never would have thought. You know what? Thank you.
Bravo.
Alfred. I always thank ChatGPT.
If he was in Mexico, we'd call him Alfredo.
Alfredo.
Or
wait, wasn't that be Italian?
Yeah.
Alfredo.
I just add O's to everything to make him Mexican.
Aw. All right, ChatGPT is sick. All right, so you
thank
are either
you, David.
A you are either a boardist, David, or you are a MIDI virtuoso.
We love it.
So let us know what you decide, because that's pretty sick. That's cool. You can let us know in community chat. Community chat is really, really cool. And I know that there's a lot of patrons who are active, not active on Patreon, but active subscribers. And y'all don't talk in community chat. I don't know if you know that there's get the app on your phone. There's a community chat. You can share photos. Dirtbags like David share like little artwork that they've done. John likes to share memes that he creates, and people talk about their day and the stuff they have going on. It's where we plan our Zoom chats. It's where we give updates for things about the pod, like stuff that's coming soon.
Yeah.
Like, so much information is in community chat. So if you're not utilizing community chat, you're missing out on all of your dirtbaggery.
What are you doing?
What are you even doing? So also join us at patreon.com/twndpodcast because there's so much coming this year. There's so much that's already there, and you're going to be missing out.
And it's just the start of the year. So get ready.
There's so much coming, especially like after I'm back from Australia. There's so many ideas, so many things coming. It's going to be sick. And then of course the monthly Zoom chat that happens every single month, except this month, I'm going to probably have to do it myself.
We'll figure it out.
We'll try to work it out.
We might even FaceTime and then try and do it. You know what I mean? It's nothing's impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
I mean,
everything is possible through God.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I was excited.
Praise the Lord.
I had a premature amen.
It's all right. We all been a little premature on our AMs.
How does he still have... Oh, there was two squeaks. Yeah, that's why.
He's dissecting. And I want y'all to dissect yourselves this week. I want you to take a big look inward and see, are you being a good neighbor? And with that, you can follow me on Instagram that's TikTok. I'm really high right now. You can follow me on Instagram @thisredhead is SFW. And for those of you who were on TikTok who are like, we won't ever go to Meta. I'm sorry. I have Instagram. I don't know what to tell you. I'm in America. If TikTok is somehow still around, I'll still have that. But I had someone tell me today, he's like, it is up to people like you with big followings to reach out to the government and tell them that we do not want this TikTok ban. You cave into what they want is just insanity. You're not using your platform for good. And I'm like, they don't give a fuck if we want to keep TikTok. They don't care. You think they care? You think that anything that I say is going to fucking convince them? Why don't you fucking write a senator? Why don't you get into politics? Why don't you make a fucking difference? Just because I shake my titties on the internet doesn't make me responsible for the government. You can also watch full... Thank you. You can also watch full video episodes at youtube.com/@twndpodcast.
Share with a friend, subscribe. Sure. You can find me on Instagram @whamglamartistry.
Bam. And I think I ranted about TikTok and I didn't say my Instagram, so it's @thisredhead is SFW. Leave us
go
a voicemail.
Go subscribe.
Leave us the emails. Leave us the everything. Share with a fucking friend, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
Wait.
Third time's the charm.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.